going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Knicks looking like they're going to pull out this win in game 3, and it looked a lot different. We're going to start taking calls at 888-808. You know the number to dial once this goes final. Rookie ball out there for the scorer or whoever hit the alarm in Little Caesars Arena. They're not used to having playoff games out there. It's been a long time. You got to forgive them. But that'll do it. That'll do it. Final. The Knicks win, as I hear them applauding in the newsroom. The Knicks win 118 to 116 to go up 2-1 in the series. And I told you that they cannot go into Detroit and lose this game, and they would not go into Detroit and lose this game. They're the better team, the better coach team, and it's not a blowout win, but it was a game that you felt like from the first tip that they came out and looked different and they asserted themselves. And, oh, I was correct again about something else I said, that 4 starters would be over 20 points in this game. It wouldn't just be Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson has 30. Karl Anthony Towns has 31. OG Anunoby, 22. Mikal Bridges, 20. Well done. Well done. All the talk about sharing the ball and getting other guys involved. Duh. Of course they were going to adjust. Of course they were going to do that. They rebounded better to start this game. They played tough enough. When you look at the fouls, they had 22 fouls to the Pistons, 28 fouls. They had 46 points in the paint to the Pistons, 36 point in the paint. And where's the other disparity here? Assists, they ended up even at 22 and 22. But in that first half, the Knicks had more assists. They were sharing the ball. They hit more free throws, 89.7% of their free throws, going 26 of 29. Got to have them. They did not shoot better from 3, but that didn't matter. At the end of the day, they shot better just slightly at 46.5% to 45.3%, and that's all you need in a one-bucket game. The Knicks win 118-116 to take a lead now. And, okay, it's going to go for a couple days here. They'll have a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. But if they take that game and come back to the Garden, I'm not a math major, but that's Knicks in what? 888-808-1019. Let's go back to the phones. We got Giants fans on the line reacting to Abdul Carter and the Giants not trading back in to get a quarterback, as there's no quarterbacks that have been taken. Let me hit refresh on the picks right now. I think the last pick that we played was Jalen Walker, the kid out of Georgia, staying home, going to Atlanta and being a Falcon. The next big pick that impressed me, and shout out to Al Golden from the Shore, who will be the defensive coordinator going from Notre Dame to Cincinnati, Ohio, going back to the Bengals. The Bengals at 17 overall select Shamar Stewart, the freak of nature, 6'5", 265, who impressed at the combine out of Texas A&M. They're trying to get that defense right for Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. The 18th overall pick that some people thought, the Giants would trade with the Seahawks and get active and try and get their quarterback. No. another interior lineman goes off the board. It's Gray Zabel out of North Dakota State who goes to the Seattle Seahawks. So we were having some conversation in the break about the Dallas Cowboys taking the first guard off the board, and they got the best guard off the board in Tyler Booker. They did not reach for Tyler Warren. I like the move. Let's get back to the phones and see if you like the move that the Giants made. Jets fans join as well. And if you were at the party at MetLife Stadium and you're heading back home and you're in the car, let us know how that was as well. Jaden in New Milford, you're on the fan. Go for it, Jaden.
What's up?
You know, watching the Knicks, watching the draft, talking to everybody.
I just want to talk a bit about the Abdul Carter selection. I think that that was a little bit of a miscue from the Giants because I think that they're great on the defensive line already. And Abdul Carter's a speed rusher. That's his main thing. He's not a power rusher whatsoever. And Brian Burns has one of the highest pass speed rush rates in the entirety of the NFL. So instead of making like a difference on the defensive line, you're just creating a speed rush, no power rush other than Dexter Lawrence. And I think that you could have used that pick on an offensive player. You could have traded back. I think with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston as your quarterbacks, you don't want to draft a quarterback that high that's just going to sit because I don't think you want to start him right away. That's why I don't think you trade back in here. I think you trade back, go for something like a wide receiver like Luther Burden or Matthew Golden. And I think you pick a quarterback in the second or third round and use that as a developmental talent behind the two veteran quarterbacks.
When they picked Abdul Carter at three, and we kind of know now for over a week that they were just going to add, you know, on top of a strength, that they obviously have Kayvon. They went out and got Chauncey Golston from the Dallas Cowboys. They went out and got Brian Burns via trade last year, and they have Dexter Lawrence. We knew that they were just literally making a strength to strength, but also these guys are not in a position to miss. I think this is low risk and potential high reward. I think it was the obvious pick to make, especially with the trade that happened before they picked, where the Jaguars traded to number two to get Travis Hunter. Everybody talked about this draft, and they said there were two players that were can't-miss prospects, generational talents, Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. And the Giants end up getting Abdul Carter. And now the quarterback that everybody had them taken at number three is still on the board, falling, could potentially be there in the second round. Jackson Dart most likely will be there as well in the second round. I don't think it was a miscue at all. They said that they were watching his film. They looked at him from when he was a freshman. You know, jumping off the film. They have to rush Jaden Daniels. They have to rush Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott. I think it was just the safest move that they could make at three, staying put and draft. There was no one else to draft. There was no quarterback to draft, no wide receiver to draft, no offensive lineman to draft. I think they made the right move. And we'll see if they make the right moves following. But like all the conversation about them trading back into the first round to get a quarterback, I think they're chilling. I think they're taking their win. I think they're happy that they got Abdul Carter, and they're going to see what happens tomorrow.
I agree that the number three, Abdul Carter, was the pick to make, but I think that you could have, for a team that was so terrible on offense last year, I think that there was a lot more that needed to be done on the offensive end. But I think trading back...
They were terrible on offense last year because they had a gun-shy Daniel Jones coming back from an ACL injury who was not confident, and they had Devin Singletary and a rookie running back, and then they had 12 different configurations of their offensive line. They've already made moves in the offseason to improve the offense at quarterback. Their quarterback room is better. Their offensive line should be better, and they can add more pieces here. We can't think about last year anymore. Last year is over, and you also can't think that at the third overall pick you have to make a move on offense to make the offense better. They already made moves to make the offense better. Thanks for the call, Jaden. Let's play the audio from Joe Shane talking about taking a quarterback at number three overall. Yeah, run it, Zoo.
As long as the process is, Dan, you go through it, you go through it. This wasn't an easy decision, but throughout the process, it became an easy decision that led us to today. So there's a series of events, meetings, you know, it's a very detailed process. Pro days, privates, breakfasts. That Dave's had with him. So it leads up to it, makes it an easy decision on draft day.
They would have been mocked. They would have been laughed at. They would have been the story of the draft if they passed on Abdul Carter and took Shedeur Sanders. I don't know if you're picking up what I'm putting down. Shedeur Sanders is free falling. They had to move the camera in Texas to go find him just to get him on the screen. It is starting to get uncomfortable for the Sanders family. If the Giants reached and took him at number three because people in their building were saying, we need a quarterback, because fans have been crying, we need a quarterback, we need a quarterback. No, it has become apparent that so many analysts and people around the league were saying, this guy is not worth a three overall pick.
And bro, I don't know if you just saw this, but ESPN flashed a graphic, right, where they were talking about the percentage, the chance percentage that Shador would be there for certain teams. And it has listed the Pittsburgh Steelers at 21. And you know what their percentage was coming into the night, according to ESPN? It was 7% that he was going to be there. Now I think it's 100. I mean, like, honestly, I think it's 100% we're going to see Shador Sanders at least there for the Steelers. And I think that's the place he ends up being. I mean, we talked about it during the break. Mike Tomlin is that type of dude that has not only the confidence, but he has the carte blanche to bring in a guy like Shador and not care about all the Deion noise. Like, everybody wants to talk about, oh, Deion's a distraction, Deion's this. Maybe for a young coach, maybe for a new coach, maybe for an organization that doesn't have its way. The Steelers have had their way for almost like the better part of a century, let's be real. Yeah. And Mike Tomlin is way, 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 I mean, like, he's the perfect guy to bring him in. He is the right guy. I think it's going to happen now. The fact that he's still sitting there, and if it doesn't, I mean, bro, we are really free-falling at that point.
I hope it happens. I hope it happens, because it's about the right fit. And I mean, as we were talking, Emeka Buka from Ohio State goes to Tampa to join Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Baker Mayfield. Yikes. Another weapon for Baker Mayfield. Whatever, they play in the South, it won't matter. 888-808-1019. But you understand what I'm saying? Yes, the Giants' offense was terrible last year, but it's going to look a lot different this year. And the Giants really thought about taking Shador. They scouted him a ton. They really thought about using the three overall pick on him. There were a lot of people saying that him and Cam Ward were not that far apart. But now that you're seeing all of these teams, and there were at least two or three other teams that could have taken him, right? At five, who's the quarterback of the Browns? Joe Flacco again? Kenny Pickett? Shout out to Kenny Pickett, the pride of Ocean Township. I'm wearing his jersey. They passed. You guys even thinking that the Jets would even flirt with taking him after they signed Justin Fields and they have two backups? No. No. You got to get a player. And I've been saying this for weeks. If you're picking in the first round, you're picking a player for the most part that can play right away, unless you have a plan for a quarterback to come in and play right away or develop for a year. Look at all of these teams that passed. All these teams pass. And now here we're getting to, you know, 2021. We'll see if the Steelers punch it. The Giants couldn't do that. The Giants will get a quarterback, and the way that the board is shifting, they might be able to get Sanders in the second round. If Sanders doesn't go, they'll get Dart in the second round. And they won't have to trade up into the first round and give anything up. That's a good thing.
I will say this, though, bro. I mean, we've seen it in the past. We've seen it a lot in the past. We saw with the Ravens when it came to Lamar. If he is sitting there and it's 28, 29, 30 area, I mean, why not? If you're the Giants, you have an opportunity to get your guy, or get a guy that you have to at least see that he is way, way more valuable than the pick you're getting him at.
You're talking about Shador with the Giants?
Yeah.
From what I heard from Todd McShay and some of the reading and research, Daboll is not a Shador Sanders guy. If there's a move, it's Jackson Dart. And Jackson Dart was never supposed to be a first-round pick. And there's a high chance now that he could be available at the second pick in the second round, where you don't have to move, you don't have to get anything up, and you get the Ole Miss guy, you get the guy that the GM son wanted. Like, it's falling into your lap. There's nothing to be mad at. Teddy in Wallington on the Fan next. Thanks for holding, Teddy. You're live.
What's up, man? I'm a huge fan of yours. Just wanted to put that out there first. I love everything you're doing on the station. I just left the draft party at the stadium tonight. Just wanted to say it was a great time. It was an awesome experience. It was my first time going to this thing. And I feel like they did a great job, man. They got the fans going with the DJ, the fireworks. It was really cool. And Abdul Carter, what can I say, man? This is the guy that all us Giants fans wanted. This is the guy that you were supposed to pick. Don't overthink it. Best available. I'm really excited for what this defense is going to be next year. And now I'm looking to see what they're going to do here, possibly trading back in maybe. But I'm loving the pick, and I just want to put out there, Giants and the Jets, both organizations did a great job of putting this draft party together. It was a great time.
Thanks for the call, Teddy, and the feedback, and that made me think of something. We don't know what the Giants are going to be yet, but we know they're going to be hell up front. Their identity is now we have pass rushers. We have a defensive line, and that defensive line being that good is going to make the linebackers better, make the DB's job easier. 888-808-1019. Tom is in Hillsboro on the Fan next. What's up, Tom?
Yo, what's going on? How are you?
I'm all right. You know, this is fun. It's a different kind of vibe when you got this. And I know in any minute now, Knicks fans are going to start calling to talk about that game.
Well, I won't keep you too long because I know they're going to be calling into you. So I'm just coming back from the draft party as well. Sitting on the turnpike, a little traffic, turnpike south for any folks that are out there right now. It's been a little bit slow. But anyway, love the pick of Abdul Carter. I thought it was a good pick. It was the right pick. And you know what? Defense wins games. Defense wins championships. All those Super Bowls that we've won was on defense. Yes, you had Eli Mann, you had Phil Simms, you had Jeff Hostetler, some, you know, great, good offensive players. But defense wins games. And the guys that they picked up in the free agency, that is where the focus is. Do I think Dable's going to last through the season? Maybe, maybe not. But I think the GM, Mr. Shane, has definitely made his mark from this year. Last year and the year before, his picks have been pretty good. He's building a good resume, and we're going to see what happens with him.
Yeah, I like that thought. Thanks for the call, Tom. Like, defense wins championships, and the Giants fans that have lived through the last 2-3 Super Bowls, they've had beast up front. They've had defensive players. You're going to figure it out on offense. Don't you have this coach that's supposed to be this offensive mastermind? I'm not confident in Shane Bowen. Wink Martindale will probably be better off with this defense, but Shane Bowen's going to get the opportunity to prove himself. You just added another horse to the stable. You just added another guy that is going to wreak havoc in the backfield, right? A Penn State guy that's going to be back there trying to meet Saquon Barkley. An edge rusher that across on the other side, they're going to have Brian Burns. And, you know, you're going to be able to keep these guys fresh, rotate them in and out. You have now Chauncey Golston. You have now Abdul Carter to go along with Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau. And Dexter Lawrence obviously holding down the interior of that defensive line. This is not a day to say we should have did this or we got to go offense or last year's offense. It doesn't matter what last year's offense was. Your strength was already the defensive line, and now it is your identity. Now it is literally your calling card. The Giants are going to be tough to stop up front. And just look in your division, right? What was the like main thing in the Super Bowl that the Eagles had very early on that told you it was going to be a long night for Patrick Mahomes? That defensive line. That defensive line that they drafted and put together, that they were on his ass. He could not get the ball off. They hit him one time, and I'll always remember that ball that he was rolling out to his right after running for his life, and he tried to throw late and almost got picked by C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and they got him with a shoestring tackle, and his head bounced off the turf. He was out of it after that. Rush the passer and protect the passer. Mike is in Union. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Keith?
Good.
Like what the Giants did tonight. It reminds me, like, you know, you draft not based on what you need. It's more about, like, you know, the talent. And that's what George Young, you know, one of the greatest GMs in the NFL history, and especially for the Giants, always preached about. And they built that big blue wrecking crew back in the 80s and the 90s. And, you know, Carl Banks, number three pick.
Great call.
And last time that we reached for something was Daniel Jones. And we were mocked. We were mocked for how long now? And I just truly believe that getting Abdul Carter, he brings a hybrid type of player onto the field. He can run. He can rush the passer. He can play in coverage. He's very versatile, and then especially with the other guys that we have up front, with Nacho and Burns and Sexy Dexy. I mean, our defense is going to be the calling card, like you just said. And from the other previous guys that I've spoken on here, you know, we have to look at it from the perspective that this is more of longevity, and defenses are what's going to win a championship.
Yeah, you just added a young, fresh defensive end. Thanks for the call, Mike. That's going to be here for the next few years. And when you're picking that high, you don't want to pick this high. If you're picking this high, like you, I always remember Mike Tomlin looking at Chase Young. And if you remember that year, it was Chase Young and Andrew Thomas, right? Remember the back and forth over who to take in that year, 2020. And I remember watching Mike Tomlin in person when he saw Chase Young. And he said, man, I'd love to have a guy like you. But we got to lose a lot of games to have a guy like you. We got to lose a lot of games to be able to pick second overall. But when you are picking third overall, second overall, first overall, if there is not a clear-cut quarterback option, which Cam Ward became for the Titans, he wasn't there for, you know, in the Giants, I'm sure, tried to trade up or whatever. He wasn't there for the Giants. And even though you need a quarterback, you could always use an edge rusher. And if this guy has the opportunity to become what some of these top edge rushers have become, it's not a miss. It's not a mistake. It is a need. I mean, you just drafted Edge a couple years back when you drafted Kayvon, and Kayvon hasn't been what everybody thought because he's, you know, in the same draft class as Aiden Hutchinson. What if this kid is more Aiden Hutchinson than Kayvon? That's a win. 888-808-1019. We'll continue to talk about the draft, but I know there is an incoming of Knicks fans as the Knicks win 118-116 in Game 3 to take a 2-1 lead over the Detroit Pistons. Man, I got plenty of time. A little bit more than 90 minutes left on the fan. This is Keith McPherson on the fan. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. The Knicks won. Yes, the Knicks.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take a 2-1 lead over the Detroit Pistons like I knew they would. They may never lose to the Pistons again. And we are waiting on the 21st overall pick because we're still talking Shedeur Sanders. Zoo, you got it. Run it.
With the 21st pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon.
Oh no. Okay, so a few things here. One, great decision by the University of Colorado to just retire Shador's jersey and not have this whole watch party for the NFL draft that Dion was talking about. Oh, we're not going to the draft. We're going to do it at our place. And yeah, the head coach of the football team and the quarterback and the Heisman Trophy winner. No, Travis Hunter told him, I'm done. I don't need to be in Colorado. I'm going to go walk across that stage. And Shedeur, we don't know when you're going to get picked, buddy. This is going to be awkward. So now Shedeur has fallen into somewhere in the... He might not get picked tonight. Embarrassing. I'm starting to feel this like empathy, sympathy, this like secondhand embarrassment for him. Because he is, I thought the league was going to humble him tonight. And there was a lot of negativity coming out around him. And everybody's passing on him. But this is his origin story. This is how a lot of these guys are made, right? Aaron Rodgers had to go through this. Lamar Jackson had to go through this. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers not taking Shedeur right there, they might have word from Aaron Rodgers. We don't know if, because, you know, Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee and was asked, what these teams do in the draft, does that dictate your decision or whatever? And he said, no. Well, here's another tidbit for you. The Steelers don't have a second-round pick, so they're not taking Shedeur Sanders. Unless he falls into the third round, which he can't fall into the third round. Go ahead, Zoo.
Nah, that would be some wildness right there. And ESPN just flashed up another stat. 96% they had it coming into the draft. I assume I didn't see the specific of it. But 96% they had it that Shedeur Sanders will be drafted prior or at number 21. So now we are into really, really, really small percentile like area. And I got to ask you, bro, because for me, it's growing higher and higher by the second. Where are you sitting percentage-wise with Shedeur getting drafted tonight? For me, I mean, it's 50-50 because maybe somebody could trade up and take him at 29 or 28. But that really feels like that's it right now. That's the option. It's either that or nothing.
Where I have gotten now is why would you give anything up to jump into the first round to go get Shedeur when he very well could be there tomorrow? And when you look at the teams that are about to pick, none of them need him. Let's go through the exercise. Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, J.J. McCarthy, C.J. Stroud, Matthew Stafford, Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, Jaden Daniels, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts. Obviously, I gave you the quarterbacks of the teams in the order that they're picking the rest of the way. 888-808-1019. So let's go back to the top of the draft, though, and play that game. The Giants are not going to give up a damn thing to trade back into the first round to get Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart. They could fall in their lap. Don't give anything away. There was all this hype about trades and movement in this draft. The only team that moved was the fifth overall, Jacksonville Jaguars. They moved up 3 spots to 2 to get Travis Hunter, a kid from Florida, that they're going to probably, like, as I joked about, yeah, the Browns probably will let, no, the Jacksonville Jaguars will literally let Travis Hunter stay on the field. He'll play both sides. Don't be surprised if you see me down there this fall in Jacksonville, rooting them on with a gang of relatives. Who is trading into the first round to get Shedeur? You can cross off the Steelers. They don't have a second round pick. And they might very well know that it'll be Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson as their quarterback room. The Browns don't need to do that. They signed Joe Flacco. They have Kenny Pickett, and they have Dorian Thompson-Robinson. They might still have Bailey Zappe. Is Bailey Zappe still hanging around? I know he was there at the end of the year. You count the Browns out. Bailey Zappe signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to take Carson Wentz's backup role. Who is going to the Saints? The Saints pick in the second round. What I'm saying is there's nobody trading back into the first round to get these free-falling quarterbacks, because if they're falling this far, Shador or Jackson Dart could be available in the second round for whoever potentially wants them, whether it's the Browns, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Saints. That's it. That's it. That's how it goes. Like, there are some really talented football players who are being chosen tonight. Like, the Steelers, they thought about, just taking it. But they took this kid, Derek Harmon, a D tackle out of Oregon. That's more important. That's a more important need. How old is Cameron Hayward? And they'll figure it out at quarterback. They just drafted Kenny Pickett 3 years ago. So, it's tough. I feel bad for Shador Sanders. This is a kid who has supreme confidence. This is a kid who is very flashy and believes in himself and talks a big game and, like, even went to the combine talking a big game. So much so, there's a lot of grown men that are coaches and scouts, and he rubbed them the wrong way, and they spoke about him. And it has hurt his draft stock. He has completely fallen. But how about this? That ain't even any of our business anymore. Good on the Giants for not being dumb enough to use the third overall pick on him. Craig is in Westchester on the Fan in New York.
Oh, hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. We left the stadium about a half hour ago. This is our third annual trip. We've been doing this draft party for, you know, the last few years. I got three boys in the car, and they're blown away. I'm talking to you on the radio right now.
What's up, guys? You got good weather out there. Shout out to Dad for being a good dad. Good job, Dad.
Yeah, we're big Jet fans. We're big Jet fans. You know, it's been the last few years with Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. It's just been awful, man. It really, you know, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about the Jets.
Yeah, but you know, I would say everything.
I didn't want to talk about him.
Okay, everything you're seeing from this new regime, it should be more professional. It should be, you know, there should be some better days ahead. It shouldn't be as much of a mess.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know, look, it's all about the shared experience, right? Like, you know, I take my kids to the game. It's just awesome to be with your family, your friends, and you watch a live sporting event, and hopefully, you get a good game. And you have that memory, right? And that's what I'm looking for. And hopefully, you know, the Jets could, you know, turn a corner, you know? And it's funny, the draft party, I'll tell you a little funny draft party story. The Giants brought out Russell Wilson. They gave him this big intro, and you could hear a pin drop. It was pretty sad, man. I don't know. He was like an imposter. It's like he's a Seahawk, and he's a great quarterback, but my God, I don't know if Giants fans.
He would have got a better reception if this was 4 or 5 years ago. Now it's like, yay! They probably should have brought out Sierra. Sierra would have got more applause.
Yeah, I was having a flashback waiting on hold. Last year, you were talking about you were loving the Penix from Atlanta. Atlanta's pick last year, right? That worked out for them, I think. So,
I knew it would.
Yeah, man, the draft is an awesome night, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I opened the show tonight talking about how, you know, we're full-blooded Americans. The NFL is king. We can't act like we don't care. We all care about this night.
Absolutely. Well, boys, say goodnight to Keith, all right?
All right, Keith.
You're good. Go safe, guys. Appreciate it. Oh, I think he was about to sneak in a J-E-T-S. Jets. Hey, save it, little man. Save it for the tailgate. A few months from now, when we know who is who and what is what, and the new era for the Jets starts. 888-808-1019. I think we're going to start talking about the Knicks after this call. Let's go to Luigi in White Plains and see what he's thinking about.
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Good. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. I think the Giants took the best available player. I think I'm happy. As a Giant fan, I think I'm very happy.
Yeah, you can't screw up this pick. And back-to-back years having top 10 picks, you honestly took two guys that I think in this league, like they're going to make immediate impacts. We saw what Malik Nabers did. I expect Abdul Carter to make an immediate impact as well.
What do you think of them not taking a quarterback?
I think it's smart, right? I heard about how contentious it was. I heard about how many people in the building wanted to take Shador because they have, like, and you know what? I'm giving Shane some credit. He didn't let all of the noise affect the decision to take the best player available. Don't pass on a guy that, like, as an edge rusher, Abdul Carter is a much better edge rusher defensive player than Shador Sanders is a quarterback. How they project into the NFL, Abdul Carter projects to be a Pro Bowler for multiple years. Shador is a question mark.
I hope everybody's right. I hope that I agree with you, but hopefully, you know, I hope you're right. That's all I'm going to say.
And you know what? The way that the board is going, Luigi, you can potentially have your pick of Jackson Dart or Shador Sanders tomorrow at pick 34. They could be sitting right there, and you don't have to give anything up to get them. And I said, if they would have used the third overall pick on these quarterbacks that many scouts and pundits and people have analyzed every snap of their college career, the Giants would have been laughed at. The Giants would have been mocked. They would have been the story of the night taken. And then all eyes would have been like, is this guy going to even be as good as Daniel Jones? Is this another mistake? Right. Are these guys going to be fired before we even get to camp? Like,
I agree, man. I appreciate for taking my call, man.
Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. The Giants made the smart decision, the right decision. They added a player that is going to help, that is going to make plays that any of these other teams would have taken. There have been 4 edge rushers taken off the board. Anybody would have taken Abdul Carter after the season that he put together. The seasons that he put together. So, no use picking at the offense and a quarterback and what they need. This is just night one. They got plenty of other picks to bring in a young quarterback. And newsflash, you might not be yelling, you might not be running and yelling around MetLife Stadium about Russell Wilson coming out, but like Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl winning veteran quarterback that is going to bring some stability, some knowledge, some experience to that locker room, to the field. And same thing with Jameis Winston. And I think they're going to be all right. Let's go to Eddie in the Bronx on the fan before we have to run into the next break. Eddie, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm sitting here going like, I'm ecstatic. Well, first off, the Knicks got the big W tonight. I'm going back and forth, but with my Giants, I mean, we've been pitiful, but I'm like, I'm looking at the way that this is folding and looking at the rest of the teams that are here, like these are all playoff teams. They don't need quarterbacks. and the Giants at the top of the second round. And I'm like, you could go get Shador right now if you wanted him.
You can wait. You can go to sleep tonight happy that you got Abdul Carter. He's going to be available tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. I know. It's probably killing Shador, though.
Oh, yeah. It's hurting Bucky and Shiloh, his brothers, because they've been talking a big game about what he is and who he is, and he should be this and that. And, you know, the NFL will humble you. There are a lot of good players, talented players, and a lot of teams with needs.
Oh, absolutely. And this is the thing, is that I think, I don't know, do you take Dart? Or do you take Shador? But I don't know. Is this an indictment on Shador? I'm like, because it just feels. But it's the funniest thing because when you look at it, and this is what I've been hearing, and even as a Giants fan, because I feel that way too, to a degree. It's like you have Shador, who has played. He was running for Heisman. Literally, he was one of the best quarterbacks in college the past couple of years. But most Giants fans will tell you, I want Arch Manning, and Arch Manning hasn't even, you haven't seen 5 good games out of this guy. And it's like, five whole games, but you want him because of his last name and because of everything with Eli. But it is what it is. Hopefully we can get us a good quarterback tomorrow, man. But I'm happy. Go Knicks. And I'm trying to see if I can get some tickets to the Garden. It's going to cost me a little, probably.
Oh, yeah. If that is the closeout game, if that's Knicks in 5, if that's the game, them price is going up right now. Thanks for the call, Eddie. 888-808-1019. the Packers, the host city of this year's draft. The pick is in. Let's go to it.
Roger, thank you and the NFL for bringing the draft here to Green Bay for the best draft in the history of the NFL, right here. On behalf of the Packers, Packer fans here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and everywhere, because our fans are everywhere, it is my pleasure to welcome you all to the NFL Draft at Lambeau Field. It is our honor and privilege to host this wonderful event in our community, particularly since we are the only community-owned team in the NFL.
Yeah. Hurry up, Mark.
Just out of curiosity, how many of you are owners? Yes. We also have the best owners in the NFL. And we also want to celebrate the special connection we have with our fans that dates back to the early days of professional football. With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
There it is, a speedster. It's funny, right? They draft the wide receiver, and that guy talking, what's his name, Mark Murphy, he was the guy that was basically interviewed saying that they were done with Aaron Rodgers. That's when we all knew. They talked to him at a Wisconsin girls, like, championship basketball game, and he was like, yeah, we're good, we're done. Like, whether he's in the darkness retreat or whatever he's doing, we're moving on. Like, we got our guy. Like, we're done with that. 888-808-1019. Now we got to go to another break. And yeah, receivers are coming off the board, running backs now. And look at how long it took, right? Ashton Jeanty at 6, and then Amorian Hampton at 22. There's still a lot of talented players to be taken by the best teams in the league. Shedeur Sanders is not getting drafted tonight. Jackson Dart is not getting drafted tonight. Unless somebody really wants them and wants to give something up to trade back into the first round. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When we come back, I'm going to start talking about the Knicks so that we can get some Knicks calls and conversation going. I know Knicks fans got to feel a lot better after game 3 than they did after game 2. It's right there in front of them for them to not lose a game the rest of this series. Stay with us. We've got a little bit more than an hour left in my show. KM to AM.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Returns right after this. So I just said before the break that, you know, unless someone trades back in from the second round to the first round, we will not see Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders drafted tonight. Well, hold the phones. Field Yates reports the Giants have traded pick 34, a 2025 third round pick, and a future sixth round pick to the Rams for pick number 26. Dun, dun, dun. They're on the clock.
Uh-oh.
It's entertaining. I was waiting for another trade. I said the only trade that we saw tonight was number 5, go up to 2. Where is all the movement that was advertised about this being a crazy night that the Giants could just sit there? You know what? The Giants are not in a position to sit there. The Giants aren't in a position to sit there and say, we'll get them tomorrow. But look what they gave up to move up. nothing crazy, right? A 2025 this year, third round pick, and a future sixth round pick to move up into the second round or the first round from 34 in the second round. I'm hitting refresh like crazy. Zoo's pointing at something. I'm waiting until we can get the audio too.
Yeah, no, they haven't gone up with the pick. They're still technically
they're on the clock.
Pick isn't even
Ian
in
Rappaport,
yet.
The Giants
look
are on
at
the
what's
clock.
Going on the screen right now. I mean, we'll wait until Roger, Mr. Goodell, Commissioner Goodell comes out with this pick.
Yeah,
I think we know where this is going.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be a great rest of the night. I've got an hour left in this show. 888-808-1019. I knew tonight was going to be one of those nights. I came in with energy. I was pumped. I was excited to be here. This is history. This is an interesting plot twist. And we're obviously in here watching the draft. Right now you see Matthew Golden, who looks like Nardo Wick, standing out there in Green Bay, flexing in front of his fans, right? He just got drafted by the Packers. So what a memory for that guy coming out of Texas, knew to go to the draft tonight. And yeah, the Giants pick is in.
Oh, it's in. But hey, the unfortunate thing, and this is the one thing about the draft that I do hate.
They just went to commercial.
The pick is in, and now we still got to wait. Now we're in a commercial break, so we got to wait whatever amount of
minutes. Saquon commercial? This is all staged. The NFL, the script, you know, they got the script writers and production people. This is all planned. We're sitting here waiting. And I, like I said, again, kudos to the Giants and kudos to Joe Shane. Because I talked about how you win the fan base back, how you win the draft. At number three, you took a guy that anybody in the NFL would draft. At number three, you took a guy that when we were watching the college football season and into the bowl season, people were talking about this guy's going at the top of the draft. A guy that was regarded as one or two, him and Travis Hunter as the two can't-miss prospects in this draft. Well, you got that guy. But your fan base has been screaming, host on this station, fans that call this station have been saying, we need a quarterback. You lost all of those games. We don't want to be picking at three again or six again. You passed last year. You passed all these other. You have to get a quarterback and stop being so damn picky. I just took a call where Eddie from the Bronx says Giants fans are waiting for Arch Manning, and I didn't get to say because we were going to break. I was going to say, Arch Manning's not coming out next year. It's going to be 2 years. So are you going to lose for two more years? It'll be a new GM and a new head coach picking Arch Manning. These guys are working and fighting and maneuvering for their lives. Carson Shane, Joe Shane's son, said you only get this job once. They're on their last legs. They're making the desperate moves that you have to make. Roll the dice. Play chess. If you're a Giants fan tonight, you could have gone to sleep already and said, hey, we got Abdul Carter. And some Giants fans did. Some kids, some little kids that are Giants fans, mommy and daddy put them to bed 10:30. Say, hey, go to bed. We even went to the draft party tonight. Got to get the kids home. Got to get the kids home bedtime, 10:30. There are kids sleeping right now thinking, okay, we got Abdul Carter. Hopefully tomorrow we get our young quarterback of the future. Hopefully tomorrow we finally draft a QB with this regime. How much have I talked about? Complete the Holy Trinity. Get your own guy. Pair up the GM, the head coach, with the young quarterback. We just took a call from the guys that were at the watch party that said the Giants introduced Russell Wilson at the watch party and you could hear a pin drop. And now, your starting quarterback, number three, Russell Wilson.
Yikes.
And somewhere, Jameis is in the back eating W's and saying the Lord's Prayer and probably giving, you know, pump-up speeches to people that don't need it. And it's like, is this it?
Hey, don't forget about Tommy DeVito.
And Tommy DeVito he doesn't do the pinching hands anymore after Baker Mayfield did it all fast. But Tommy DeVito's just being cool in the background with his TD chain, you know, minding his business. And there are Giants fans that are saying, when? And now is the time. Hit it, Zoo.
The Houston Texans have traded the 25th pick to the New York Giants. With the 25th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Jackson Dart, quarterback, Mississippi.
Well done. Well done. Well done. The G-Men. All of the dots to connect. Ole Miss, Eli Manning, Joe Shane's son, Carson Shane posting Jackson Dart highlights on Instagram. Joe Shane's daughter going to Ole Miss. Joe Shane going down there. Even the foreshadowing they gave you earlier tonight where Joe Shane said, you know, Brian Daboll went to Penn State. Penn State is where Brian Daboll's kid goes to school. So when he went to parents' weekend to visit his kid, he also sat with Abdul Carter. They have scouted Abdul Carter. They have scouted Jackson Dart. And now those two guys on night one of the 2025 NFL draft are New York Giants. Well done, Joe Shane and company. 888-808-1019. The Giants get a generational pass rusher, and they finally draft a young passer. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got to go to the break, to the update. And I've got 1 hour left of this show. We'll get reaction on the trade and Jackson Dart coming to New York.